If you're someone that's on your grind, you have to move a certain way. You can't think like everybody else. You can't go out when everybody wants to go out. They don't understand why you're not coming around. They don't understand why you're putting certain things first. You gotta be comfortable being different. You gotta be comfortable being by yourself. You gotta be comfortable being hated on, bro.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has.
Nobody can tell me that I move the same as any of these guys, because I don't move the same. I move differently. I move unique, and I know I move unique. Not only that, I speak unique. I act unique. I'm just different than these people.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different.
Your dreams are waiting on you. If you want to change your life, you got to do it. You got to put in the work. You got to take the action. You got to go through the process. Nobody or nothing else is going to do it for you.
It is statistically proven that in our lifetime, out of 100 people, 1 will become rich, 4 will become financially independent, 15 to 20 will work a job into retirement, and the rest will be poor. Are you the one? Are you the 1%? Are you willing to do what it takes to be the 1%? There is no going back from this, guys. For the rest of your life, there is no going back. You know too much. You can never go back to working a slave job and being happy, bro. You can no longer go back and have a master. Who are you going to be? Are you the one?
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
From your perspective, what keeps people broke in today's world? Scrolling, watching other people live their life versus getting it after themselves.
What I had to understand was that you're not in competition with anybody but yourself.
There's only one person in this world that wants it more than me today, and that's me tomorrow. See, what's the point if every day you don't get 1% better? I'm competing with myself. I'm trying to beat myself from whatever I did yesterday. I'm going to do a little bit better. I'm going to go a little bit harder.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
Because when you get better 1% every day, when you compete against the person you were the day before, these days stack up, baby.
Lazy people don't know how to start. Weak people don't know how to finish. Successful people don't know how to stop. People demand success, but refuse to work weekends. People want opportunity, but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but sleep in every day. We are the result of our actions, not our aspirations.
If you live a life doing what 99% of people do, you're most likely going to end up like 99% of people.
100%.
But if you live like 1% of people do, you're most likely going to end up like 1% of people do.
No partying, no going out, no distractions, lock in. That's it.
I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't go to clubs, I don't go to parties. I stay in my house, come up with content, take care of my kids, and make money. That's literally all I do.
They see I don't party, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and they see that and they're like, bro, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go have fun.
You are.
You feel what I'm saying? But I'm having fun, and I try to tell them, like, don't let me affect what you do,
I'm going
to
be good regardless.
I'm going to be good regardless, but I'm comfortable who I am.
You were chosen to get rich. You think about getting rich. God has planted the seed in your heart that you want to get rich because you're the only one who can handle the burden. Not everybody can get rich. Most people can't. They simply can't. It takes a specific weird type of person to get rich. Most people, 99% of people, don't ever even think about getting rich. The thought doesn't cross their mind. They're either in denial, they don't think it's possible, they have all these weird beliefs that money is evil, or they just are content with the life that they have. But when you're one of those young, ambitious people who can't stop thinking about getting rich, you're already in the 1%, and that is because God is telling you you are the type of person who can get rich, who can actually handle the burden, the stress, the anxiety. And it's your job to do that. It's your job to sort of take up your cross and do that. Because the people around you can't. Well, like I said, they're in the 99%, but you can. And if you're one of those few people who can, you've got to take it as far as you can. You've got to get as rich as possible because you could help a lot of people. You could help those people who simply can't do it. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't their purpose from the start.
The mental shift you have to go to becoming the 1% of people is you have to become delusional. You have to have a mindset where you're doing something that only you believe in, but it's so crazy to everyone else. And when you have that type of delusion and self-belief where you see something that probably doesn't make any sense, that, you know, to other people probably won't work out, too risky, and you decide to go for it after anyways, you know, to everyone else that's normal, that's crazy, that's delusional. But if you can focus on yourself and believe in that vision and you say, everybody else and I want to just go straight for it, having that big mental shift and having that sense of delusion to where it's only about what you believe in, I think that's what helps take people to that 1%.
You know for a fact that you don't belong in your group of friends. Your family doesn't understand you. They think you're a risk taker. They think that you're lost in the clouds.
For many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal.
People are laughing. And they're laughing because they're noticing.
They think that you're someone who has this like grandiose vision, but who is not capable of bringing that vision to fruition.
If they're not laughing, then you should be a little concerned about what you're doing.
Focus on you until the focus is on you, bro.
Why are you trying to adapt to this normal peasant way of living when you're built different and you are built for a purpose?
Don't ever think or believe that you got to smoke what they smoke, drink what they drink, wear what they wear.
If nobody else is going to understand, then you have to make sure that you understand.
If you read only one book per month, that will put you into the top 1% of income earners in our society. But if you read one book per week, 50 books per year, that will make you one of the best educated, smartest, most capable, and highest paid people in your field. Regular reading, which you call exercise for the mind, will transform your life completely.
The richest people in the world are 75% entrepreneurs, 15% investors, 7% inheritors of wealth, 3% athletes, entertainers, and artists, 0% employees who just earn a salary. So if you want to know how to manage your money like the 1%, you have to understand what those first four categories have in common. So let's think about it. Entrepreneurs own businesses. Investors own assets. Rich kids own trusts. Finally, athletes, entertainers, and artists own rare skills. So it's clear, if you don't own something, you are what's owned.
How to think and grow rich like the 1%. Any successful person I've ever been around, they've all understood the hardship that is coming in the beginning. So, sacrifices, discipline, consistency, accountability, resilience, getting back on the horse when you've been knocked off 100 times, failure, rejection, having to self-educate, no guarantees, taking calculated risks. This is what it takes.
The second you realize you were chosen to get rich and that you truly deserve success, you deserve the financial success you want and you deserve the things that you want because you are one of the few people who can actually do it. The second you realize that is the second you get those things.
If you want results that are different from the guy next to you, if you want to be in a situation that is different than the guy next to you, you got to do what he's not going to do. And I mean, it's just as simple as that, you know? So if most people are going to skip legs, if you want to be different than most lifters, hit them. If most guys aren't counting their calories, if you want to be different than them, count your calories. If most guys don't really actually continue to gain weight and make progress, if you want to be different than them, that's what you have to do. Yeah. And that's not like a groundbreaking thought. It's like if you do everything the exact same way somebody else does and for some reason expect different results, look it up in the dictionary. You are literally insane, right? So that's where sometimes the trickier parts are where you got to lean into them with a little bit of extra energy just because you know if you can amp yourself up to get them done, you'll be ahead of the pack, right? You want to be ahead of the curve in all aspects.
Don't waste your life. Set your goal high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity and take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. It's so much more important, though, to romance your future instead of romance your past. Making that choice to change your state of being with a clear intention and elevated emotion actually changes your state to believe in that future more than you believe in your past. We discovered that if you keep doing that every day, somehow you'll arrive at that destiny and your biology will literally begin to change to look like you're living in a different life.
Any success successful person I've ever been around, they all think bigger. They never think small. If you want to earn a certain amount of money, it's probably going to take the same amount of work to earn X amount more. So go for the big thing. If you don't hit the big thing, you'll probably overachieve anyway because you just fell slightly short.
To be a top 1% podcaster, you have to upload 21 podcasts. 21, top 1%. 90% of people don't get past one. 9% don't get past 20. And then 1% of podcasters, of all of them, make it to 21 plus. The world belongs to those who can keep doing without seeing the result of their doing. And the longer you can wait to see the result of your doing while still continuing to do, is the extent to which you can win big in life.
They do become obsessed about the one thing, and they focus until it's finished.
If you're willing to do something and be terrible at it in front of everyone you know, you're already in the top 1%. If you're trying to succeed and be in the top 1% of society, you just need to do a bunch of shit all the time that only the top 1% are doing. And that is one of the biggest things they're doing. They don't give a damn. They will do anything and they will be shit at it in front of everyone. So you need to be willing to do things you're scared of. You need to be willing to be bad at things. You need to be willing to be rejected, to be made a fool out of. You need to be willing to make mistakes and keep going, be willing to fail and persevere regardless. All of that in the spotlight. If you can do that, it's only a matter of time until you succeed, and you just have to stay consistent. And eventually, you won't be terrible anymore. You'll start getting good at what you do and you'll see success. And then everyone will congratulate you for everything you did prior. But you don't get that unless you follow through right to the end.
Poor people stay poor because they're afraid of other poor people judging them for doing the things it takes to get rich. As sad as this is, a lot of the people around you when you're starting out want you to lose because it helps them justify the risks that they were unwilling to take. And so by you making the risk and having the chance of being successful, it reminds them of the things they haven't done.
Poor people usually spend their money and invest what's left. That's the philosophy of the poor. Now here's the philosophy of the rich. Rich people invest their money and spend what's left. And here's the startling answer. It really doesn't matter what the amount is. What's most important is not the amount. What's really important is the philosophy. So I would ask you to adopt this philosophy of spending after you have invested. Invest first, then spend.
You hear this all the time. Don't sweat the small stuff. The one percenters, the 0.01, they sweat every single detail. Because the one thing they let slip, somebody is going to use that to their advantage. Somebody is going to make a big deal out of it. And they're going to feel like they left something out.
Beating 99% of people is simple, not easy. You show up early, you prepare the night before, you remember everyone's name, you say no to opportunities that don't bring value to your life. You follow up quickly, you follow up multiple times, you deliver value at every interaction with the other person, and you never make the same mistake twice. The more I've done this, the more I've realized that it's about doing the basics at scale consistently that makes you advanced, and that's how you win.
Here's my advice to you today. Walk away from the 97%. Don't talk like they talk. Don't act like they act. Don't go where they go. Don't specialize in what they specialize in. Throw away the blame list they cling to. Start you a new life. Switch gears. Switch language. Switch ideas. Switch strategy. Start with the simplest of disciplines. And don't bemean any of these disciplines. The smallest of disciplines starts the process of life change. And if you'll invest in this thing called discipline, you can have whatever you wish. It's called the beginning of miracles.
If you want to get to high level, you want to get to where the 1% get, or even more so the 0.01%, you have to sacrifice everything, all of your time. And so for me, what that looked like was pretty much all of my 20s and the first half of my 30s. I worked 7 days a week. I worked 12, 14, 16-hour days relentlessly. And you have to do absolutely everything that the other people won't and aren't willing to do.
If you grow 1% every day, do you know how many days it takes you until you're twice as good as you were? 72. It's the rule of 72. So if you get 0.5% better at something every day, it'll take you 144. If you're a quarter, it'll take you 288. Less than a year. To be twice as good, I'm going to be 0.25% better tomorrow at dieting, at exercising, at reading, at making money, whatever it is. And within less than a year, you'll be twice as good. That's the exponential of 0.25% better every day.
See, it's all about the mind. It's your marvelous mind. You have one. Now, you may be looking at your results today and you may think, well, I've never really done anything. But you can. Start now. Just start now. Don't think you can't. Understanding the laws governing the mind if you want to harmonize with the money frequency. It's your mind. That's what you're going to do. You're not going to do it with your arm, your leg. No matter how physically strong you are, you're doing this mentally.
If you are happy, then you are going to bring money into your life. The shortcut to the secret is be happy now. And if you're happy now, you're going to attract everything that makes you happy. And what makes you happy? Not a lack of money, but more money. If you're somebody who wants financial freedom, you can have it. I'm saying to you, you can have it. The feeling of financial freedom is a peaceful feeling.
Imagination is the most powerful. It's the most marvelous, inconceivably powerful force you'll ever know. Now, your imagination will take you anywhere you want to go. Your imagination will take you to the other side of the world. It will take you into a whole new life. And you've got one. Most people are using their imagination against them. You're imagining everything's going to get worse. Start to imagine everything will get better.
The most important lesson you can learn on Earth is how to manipulate energy. So what does that mean? Create. You have to learn how to create. There's only two rules about creating your reality. You never create anything that will harm any other person. And you never create anything that will take away from another person. You obey those two rules, you can have absolutely anything you want. There are no limitations except what you put on yourself. You help create universes. You help create planets. You help create water. You created everything. Look what a powerful being you are. You did these things. Now you're in a human body. You forget the power you have. Nothing is impossible.
What you want to do is you've got to stretch. You've got to really get your mind going. This is where you kick your imagination into high gear. And you get up there in a C-type goal. A C-type goal is what do you really want to do? That's where you've got to go. You don't know how, but you know you will. Now that is the kind of attitude, it'll give you anything you want. It's given me an income. It's given me millions of dollars.
Dollars that flow, they're just evidence of the vibrational currency that you've got going on. But most people have practiced lack of dollars, lack of dollars, lack of dollars. So they'll allow abundance of vitality or abundance of invigoration or abundance of friendships or abundance of love. There are so many people that will allow abundance of one thing and another, just not abundance of money yet, because they've practiced the thought of not enough money so much. They've been close on making their payments and worried about money, and they've been measuring money with action, and how much do you get per hour, and what's your salary, and what's your talent worth, and how much can you perform, and why has your performance earned more money than that performance? People are all wadded up out here in the manifestations of money. And if you would just step back and talk about energy, which means talk about satisfaction, you want to be filthy rich with enthusiasm, filthy rich with happiness, filthy rich with satisfaction. I'm so rich with really good ideas. I'm so rich with happiness when I wake up in the morning. That's what you've got to be ready for. And when you get there so that you feel that way, no matter what the state of money is, then the state of money must match the state of vibration. It's law.
With all the teachers I've had, they all help me focus on my mindset. I have a very strong mindset. It's given me a life that most people just dream of living. That's what my mindset has done. Mindset will do the same for you. It'll do exactly the same for you. The secret is your mindset.
Wealthy people understand the power of artifacts, physical items. Everything in the universe vibrates. Science knows this. This is not me saying it. So gold vibrates at a certain frequency. Silver vibrates at a different frequency. Everything in the universe is frequency and vibration. So if you have a particular item that resonates or vibrates or puts out a frequency, it's going to physically affect your body. We know this, so it can help you broadcast on that wealth wave, that billionaire brainwave.
When you move, this is very important. When you move to a higher frequency, you're going to be communicating with the world that is totally foreign to and beyond the reach of your five senses. See, this is where people are going to think, this guy's nuts. He thinks he can become a millionaire, and he's broke. That's where I was. I was thinking I could become a millionaire
and I was broke.
The highest form of vibrational frequency is the vibrational frequency of authenticity. Be the truest form of yourself. The problem is most people are not them. They're shells of the ambitions and the desires of other people. So once you live authentically and in truth, you elevate yourself to that vibrational frequency where you realize who you actually are, and you don't condition yourself or limit yourself by all the past. And by breaking that illusion, you instantly enter a new paradigm of reality. And I truly believe that you can break that with full confidence right away, because the mind can conquer everything.
What we've got to do is get on the frequency. We've got to match the frequency. Now, what do we mean by that? That means that you've got to get vibrating, you do, on the same frequency of the good that you desire. You literally fall in love with the idea of what you want. If you hold that idea in your mind, you will start moving toward it, and it'll start moving toward you. Well, it happens because you're on the same frequency. Everything on that frequency is going to come into your life.
I noticed that every single man or woman that I had studied who had achieved any kind of success in any field whatsoever had done it after they had made a commitment to becoming excellent in that field. And I began to look, and I began to compare, and I began to talk to people, and I speak to thousands of people virtually every month. I found that I never found a single person who was successful who was not excellent at what they did. That competence, the commitment to becoming excellent in your chosen field, is an indispensable prerequisite for success. That if you are not good at what you do, you haven't got a chance in our competitive society unless you win the lottery. That success is predictable if you commit yourself to becoming excellent. It does a whole lot of other things within your mind, but if you commit yourself to becoming excellent, it changes everything about you. And only the top 5 or 10% are excellent. You've heard the rule, the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, that the top 20% of salespeople make 80% of the sales, that the bottom 80% of salespeople make 20% of the sales. Do you know what the difference, the ratio is there? The ratio is the difference between 16 to 1. That the average income of people in the top 20% is 16 times the average income of the people in the bottom 80%.
To move to a much higher frequency of thought, you must first consent. In other words, that means you've got to decide. I can't do it for you. As much as I would like to, from my brother, my sister, my aunts and uncles, my nieces, my nephews, my grandkids. This is something I would like to do for almost everybody I know. When I see them struggle, I'd say, God, I'd love to do this for you. But you can't do it. You've got to do it for yourself. Move to a much higher frequency. You've got to consent. And then you have to adapt to the ideas and feelings the new frequency represents. Do you remember when you started in this new company? You didn't know anybody. You'd hear people look and say, that's the new guy. That's the new girl. You had to adapt to the new frequency. Adapt to the feelings, the ideas.
It don't happen overnight. And there's going to be moments when it's really, really frustrating. And there's going to be moments when it's really, really inspiring and empowering. And if you get too high off the highs and too low off the lows, you're gonna take yourself on a ride that's very, very uncomfortable. I think it's just about being committed to the work. You know, appreciating it, you know, when it's good, and not stressing too bad when it's bad. Just appreciating the work and staying focused on showing up every day.
Most people set a goal and then wait for it to happen. It's never going to happen. You've got to assume that it's already happened. You can only attract to you what's in harmonious vibration with you. You've got to see yourself with the good you desire. You've got to hold that image in your mind. You've got to know it's going to come, and that will attract everything that's necessary. See, nothing is created or destroyed. Everything's already here. We've got to get on the frequency of the good that we desire, and we will attract it into our life just as sure as it's going to get darker tonight.
Do you believe that your thoughts have some form of an impact on your future? If you do, then I'm sure you'll agree that you shouldn't skip a single day mentally rehearsing and visualizing your future. And that's because when it comes to manifestation, you never attract into your life what you want. You attract into your life who you're being in this present moment. So in order to manifest, you have to evolve into that future version of yourself that already exists in your imagination.
Believe in manifestation. I believe in putting a rocket of desire out into the universe, and you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key, is like people still, they sit around going, when's it gonna come, when's it gonna come, when's it gonna come, when's it gonna come? And that's the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way, you're facing away from it. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
The entire, you know, entire universe, all of creation is an improvisation, and you have to kind of just accept it and go with it and have fun with it and try to surf it. And sometimes you feel like you're on top of the wave, and sometimes you fall off, and You keep getting up.
When God gives you your dreams that do not match your budget, He is not looking at your bank account. He is checking your faith. Trust God's plan. Trust the process. He will give you exactly what you need and what it's meant for you to be.
The number of failures doesn't matter. So there's no point in being a pessimist. You want to be an optimist, but you want to be optimistic in the general. You want to be like, something in here is going to work. If something fails right now, it wasn't meant to be. It was a learning experience. It was an iteration. As long as I learned something from it, then it's a win. If I didn't learn from it, then it's a loss.
If you're willing to take your attention off of everybody else and sit down before you start your day and decide who you're going to present to the world that day, and you're able to maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day, you better get ready, because something unusual is going to happen in your life. It's the law. You know, the brain's job is to create meaning between what's going on out there and what's going on in here. And if you have the ability to move back and forth between those two states with a certain amount of elegance and not give your power to anyone or anything, and you're able to sustain that, you will begin to attract conditions in your life equal to who you're being in that moment.
I think one of the problems that we all have is we attempt to know how long something should take, and we set a goal and end up frustrating ourselves. Take care of the inputs, let the outputs take care of themselves, because everything's beautiful in God's time. Just trust that the process will produce the outcome in the time that's necessary for you to go from seed time to harvest time, without setting an arbitrary time frame.
Whenever you ask for change, you've got to be prepared for disruption. If you plant an oak tree in the earth, it's going to disrupt the soil. If you plant a peach tree in the soil, it's going to disrupt the ground. There's no way you can have growth without disruption. But don't let the disruption become a distraction. Don't fail to prepare for what's next because you're trying to get what was. When the grape comes through the crushing, it knows it will never be a grape again, but it will be wine. And the challenge of our lives is to turn our crushing into wine.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire.
The universe is forever monitoring and responding to the energy of who you are. What you want to do is learn to speak the secret language of the universe. And that secret language is vibrations. Everything is vibrating energy. Everything. You have a vibration of energy. Science calls it your energy signature. Everything has an energy signature. Everything has a vibration of energy. Success is a vibration of energy. And all your goals, everything that you want to happen in your life, has a specific vibration of energy. And so what we do is we begin to align with this vibration of energy. Let your subconscious do the work for you. All you have to do is instruct it very clearly on what you want to have happen. Imagine it in your mind as if it already has happened, and repeat this over and over and over again, and it will find its way in the subconscious.
You're going to only attract what you are, right? You're going to attract what you keep thinking about. The universe don't understand, but it don't understand nothing else. It's be exactly what you want. The universe is generous. It's going to be exactly what you want. I can't stand it. It can be more what you can't stand because you spoke.
So you spoke.
Yeah, so I'm almost, you understand, the universe, they answer to you. Close your eyes. Whatever you want, put it at the top of your head and imagine. Right? So imagine it. Then imagine the feeling of having it. And then when you open your eyes, act like yourself. You ain't crazy, you can't manifest.
Let go or be dragged.
The universe gives you signs.
Yeah.
It tells you this is where you got to go. And if you don't follow those signs, we are going to take control. And and it's not going to be pleasant.
Yeah.
Or you can go the easy way and you can go, right, that's the path I've been given. I need to go down it.
Yeah.
Faith to me is knowing it already exists, is knowing that I'm part of something greater than what my conscious mind can see. And faith is trusting in the unseen. It's a reminder that there is so much more to reality than meets the eye. And I know scientifically that field of intelligence that unifies all things physical is the field where our manifestations emerge from, is invisible to us. Yet we're part of it. And there's a process. a sequential rendering that happens. So faith is understanding that it won't happen on our human clocks in this linear timescale that we think it should. It happens when it's ready, because that intelligence is so loving, it will give it to you when you can hold on to it.